Hi there, everybody. This is Michelle Denman, Reaching Into the Stars. There's a lot to share today. There's a lot going on with the new Earth, and there's a lot of miracles and emancipation energies coming into our planet at this time. What I'd like to do is just give you an update, bit of what we call a cosmic update on what's going on right now universally, what's going on in the heart, what's going on in the soul. Now, there are many multi-dimensions, as you are all well aware, and so many of us shift and move through different octaves and different levels in space, and this really is choice. So there really is not a should, or you must do this, or you have to do that. In fact, that's really the old energy. When we come into something what we call the new energy, we're coming to into a greater state of choice and a greater state of freedom. So there aren't those rules or there aren't those parameters that say it has to look like this or it has to look like that. In fact, if you would think about it, freedom truly is that. Freedom to be, freedom to choose, you know, freedom to allow, freedom to express yourself, how you want to express yourself in this creation. These energies recently opened in the last week on planet Earth. The mother, or what we call the mother of all, recently opened a portal, and this portal opened in each and every human being's heart. Now, because it's choice in what we call a free will universe, because this portal awakened in everyone's heart, maybe not everyone's going to recognize that at the moment. That's okay. It's there. It's there for any human being at this time to choose the light. It's there for any human being at this moment in time to have relief beyond what we call a parallel reality. So if you're listening to this broadcast right now, if you're listening in, this is an invitation. This is a time right now to get real. And what we mean by get real is become real. Becoming real simply means that you are releasing yourself from that illusion, that what we call that matrix, that place where more artificial, we say, dominates, where there's a sense of reality perhaps not being as fun or not being as joyful. But when we enter the realm of the goddess, the realm of the mother, we actually enter the new earth. And when we enter the new earth, we are moving into a space-time continuum that's free, that's freedom. In this place of freedom, you have the ability to express yourself however you want to express yourself. There are no limits to how you can express yourself on the new earth. So many of you will find yourself, if you make this choice in your heart, that your life begins to move. You begin to find that you start to vibrate in a very different frequency of love. You'll find that your energy gets elevated, and you will feel that you're perhaps vibrating in a very different space. There are many beings that are coming in at this time from creation, and all of these beings are here to support us in our sense of becoming what is called the divine human. The divine human is the merging of all that is right here in the physical plane. So it's not so much about reaching out there or looking outside of ourselves or thinking that it's going to come from something that's not right here. Actually, your heart in the inner ascension, or what we call incension, when you awaken the divinity core through the mother and begin to allow your heart to be the ruler of your existence, your heart will be the power. You will find yourself in a very different place on planet Earth. You will find yourself living in a miraculous state of being. And you will find yourself living in a very dynamic, cosmic state of being where you feel really held, you feel protected, and you feel that you're vibrating in a very different sense of being and love. So, again, because it's choice and there are no rules or parameters or a sense that, well, it has to be this way, this is where you start to truly emancipate as a free being, where you truly start to feel that sense of, oh my gosh, I know who I am. Oh my gosh, I feel the love. Many masters in creation are coming in to support this shift that came into the planet right on June 1st. This energy just arrived on planet Earth, and it is brand new. So that's why it's real important to always be aware and to always open your eyes, open your ears, to see into what is real, to see into what is true. Because once you move beyond that, what you call the matrix, you are moving into a vibration of love. And you're moving into a vibration where you can sing and you express yourself as a free being in creation. You truly are a free, emancipated soul star in the heart of creation. This can come in many ways. So individual expression will be very powerful in the coming times as we enter this next portal of awareness. How individuals express themselves as the new human will be very individual and very collective at the same time. So we will find more of, we'll say, how individuals express amongst the all or amongst the within. So there's a magic, there's a surprise, there are fairy tales that come in and your innocence is returned back to the heart of God, back with the heart of God. So to make it simple, the key is to be very simple in these times, to not feel overloaded or burdened by past memory or be haunted by what happened to you yesterday or even what happened to you an hour ago. But the simplicity of the innocence is to embrace your heart in every moment, to truly get quiet, to listen to what is my heart truly desiring right now. This is a very simple way to live, and it simply requires a quietness, a willingness to feel inside, and a willingness to allow a greater sense of your being, that is heart, to begin to express as a mother in this universe, as a father in this universe. Many masters gather right now in the heart, and where you will find all of these beings and all these levels of creation are right within your own being. This is a time of empowerment. This is a time of truly being able to express your code. Your code is very, very unique. Your code will move you into what we call heaven and earth. This expression, this emancipation that opened in the inner earth, that opened on the new earth, has brought many, many, many facets of creation with it. So many of you will begin to receive downloads of universal light and downloads from heaven to begin to feel your energies merge and energies begin to meld and sequence with the divine. For it's really truly about weaving your heart in the magic so that you are in unison with all that is. That truly is what heaven is, where you feel that you are one, that you are a part of it, that you are aligned with the sun. The energies of light, the energies of power that came into your planet this week are coming in. Well, they have already come in, but they're coming in immediately with new creations every moment. So to stay on top of things is to truly be innocent every moment. What innocent means is that you truly are willing every moment to let things be as they are. And then you're shown. You're not digesting the old. You're not replaying what was. You're not going back to that. That is not really where the joy is going to be evolving. It's truly going to come in the now. So that innocence of living truly as your now self, as your now state of being, this is where you will feel your heart rules in this new existence. This is where you will find that pleasure, that sense of connection, that feeling of peace, that feeling of love, when you truly accept the power that resides right within that innocent state of being. So as you are willing to allow that heart sound, that vibration to be your guiding light, to be your magic, you will find yourself moving very, very fast, and you will find yourself moving very silently, and you will find yourself beginning to move to a place of support. You see, Mother, Infinite Mother, has made it so that you would be supported. True growth comes when you are healthy. True growth comes when you are cared for. True growth comes when you feel that you have love on all levels. So this is an invitation to the new heart. This is the invitation to where Mother has brought in the greatest love and true power into this experience right now. This is why you will where you will find many of the magical elemental beings, the magical star beings, This is where you will find the heart. This is where you will find the masters that have always served and are willing to, we'll say, give you the keys. You see, for the cosmic sequence that is happening right now is that you are the keepers. And your ability to create and manifest in the physical is actually where the links are now. It's not so much that we need to go off to Venus or we need to shoot off to Mars, although that is a wonderful concept. The key is here. The key is to share and to be the divine human. You are going through a resequencing in your DNA at this time, and this is to match the new vibrational Earth. You are going through a raising in what we call your pineal gland to give you back that original cell, which is what we call original thought. That original point of origin is being returned to your planet. And those original cells of the pineal gland are being reintroduced through the activation of the pure strands of the new DNA, along with your activation of the pineal gland and the pineal gland in your heart, because there is one hidden there. As you are opening to these original thoughts, you're going to find yourself moving to what we call the original blueprint. As you're moving into that key code of light or that original star blueprint, you're going to finally find your home. Your home is Earth. See, a lot of you that carry an ancient memory, you have a memory from Atlantis, you have a memory from Lemuria, you have a memory as being back in Egypt. That's all well and good, but the time now is to be fully here. The time now is to fully clothe and bask and bathe yourself in the heart of God right here in the physical plane. This is where the integration of everything is allowed to emancipate and to literally create here in the physical. This is where the blue star Earth comes in. The new energies of the blue star Earth are also coming into your planet right now. This is happening right now in the collective. What our suggestion is this, for you to be as safe as you can as a high vibrational being, for you to vibrate as a sun at this time, many beings of light are coming in to assist you in raising this energy through your pineal gland right now. Many energies from the sun are coming in right now, what we call it the great central sun. The children of the sun are coming in right now to help you find an equilibrium or what we call a balance. Finding a balance means that at times when you feel heavy, at times when you feel stale, that may be a time to rest. That may be a time to dream. That may be a time to let go. So always follow your inner impulse of whatever is guiding you in the now moment. Whatever is guiding your heart in the moment is always accurate. So let's say you're feeling that you're just overloaded. That means it is time to let go. You are always supported in what serves you. You're always supported in what feels right. So if a moment comes when you feel, I'm just so heavy, I just can't do this, then that's okay. There is no burden, you see. That is the old energy that may still be haunting you. Our suggestion is to upgrade, come into the new DNA, and allow yourself to be in the free energy. The free energy is an energy that truly is that. It is free energy. This energy space is very different. It gives an automatic state of rest. It gives an automatic state of being free. It gives an automatic free will choice. So in this state of free will choice, what you feel is your heart call. What you feel is needed is completely honored. It is always sanctioned, and it is always blessed. So don't be so hard on yourselves. Many of you carry the old tale. Many of you carry what used to be, but that no longer matters. This new now moment is a fresh, alive, pure, resounding sense of love that will beckon you in every moment to be you, to be free. So if you truly think of what truly is freedom, freedom could be rest. Freedom could be, I really need to let go right now. Freedom could be that I need to just be, and that's all. And that's wonderful because however you choose to express in the new is individual. So there is not, again, a parameter that this is how you have to be. Freedom is whatever you desire, whatever is feeling good, and this may evolve as you go. But if you can allow the now, if you can allow the new, if you can allow that whatever feels the most sacred, whatever feels the most right, that is your heaven. You see? And when you come into the new, this new energy that Mother has laid before, where she has put the true power, she has put the true life force, she has put these energies, all of these energies, in the new, in what we call the real. So if you want your existence to be sound, and you want to be able to feel and know who you are, then the choice for the heart will bring you into this reality in an instant. And it's simply that. It's just an awareness. Realizing that bringing this awareness in right now is freedom. Bringing this awareness in right now can start to move you to this place of emancipated joy where your heart begins to ascend. For the ascension truly happens within. You see, it is happening inside. Yes, many of you want to, many of you, this is important. But when you realize it is happening in what we call incension, okay, now you're moving to a vibration that is beyond what appears as a reality. You're moving to your freedom state of being. You're moving to where the galactic ones assist. You're moving to the levels of being where your heart begins to feel what it truly wishes to create. This is a place of choice. This is a place where your newfound self will begin to be what he or she always wanted to be. This is what we would call the blueprint. Now, the blueprint for humanity at this moment is a little shaky. We will explain this to you. We, as troubadours, we as emancipated beings, we are not here to impose our wishes on humanity. For that would not be fair, would it not? It would not be fair that we say, well, you have to have the light. No. That would not be sovereign. A sovereign choice is that we are not here to impose anything, even if it's freedom. For even that is an imposition. So what is happening in the planet at this time, given the free will choice, is that Mother is allowing individuals to embrace and find their own sovereignty in their own will, and that is determined by their own cycle. So currently, the blueprint of humanity is a little bit off. And what that means is that the group collective at this time may not all be in agreement. Right now, there may not be 100% agreement. Okay? So given that, then we opened a doorway yesterday, a portal, for those that truly want to start to emancipate and live their new Earth self. That door opened. So not everyone's going to find this door yet. Not everyone's ready for the door. But the door did open to begin to express as a sovereign one. And again, the heart call, the innocence, will guide each soul as it's appropriate. So whatever call is being made right now, some of you are hearing the call from the Mother. Some of you are hearing the call of the gods and goddesses. Whatever it is that is your blueprint at this moment in time, it is what we call your star blueprint. This is your emancipated state in creation right at this moment. Your call is right now yours. So in honoring your own code, in honoring that ability to walk into a state of freedom, walk into a state of freedom of being, that right now is, it's very much a paradox, because you can't really escape a oneness, and we're not suggesting you escape all that is. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that some of you will walk forward, and in that, there eventually will be unity. So we're just telling you in the current now moment where things are in the blueprint, and because humanity's blueprint is just a little shaky, what's going to happen is that we will see more of a revelation of the goddess in about 2 weeks. And that will be around the solstice. That's when there will be a core shifting in the inner core of the Earth. Mount Shasta plays a very key role at this time on the planet, linked completely to Telos and what we call the inner Earth. About the 21st and the time of the solstice, we're going to feel and see some very, very, very powerful, powerful liquid light energies. We're going to feel some very powerful energies at that time. What we're doing at this time as volunteers in the galactic is to try to soften these blows as much as possible, to make them as warm and loving for humanity as possible. Because any kind of shock to humanity's soul is not really going to help them become greater. Trauma is not necessarily going to cause them to liberate. So we want to soften these potential blows. We want to bring grace. We want to bring love where, you know, anything that seems like it would be abrupt, we want to soften it and really soften these parallels right now. Because that's what love would do. Love would want there to be always a support. Love would want there to always be a grace. So even when we perceive and see into future things, anything is only determined in the now. So as we move back to the heart, into the stillness, this is where we'll find the mother. Now the mother is a very unique being. She has embraced and absorbed most of the difficulty that has affected this planet since Atlantis. She has literally volunteered and come in and is calling back the power to the true healers. Her role right now is to give the power back to those who have been the slaves, those that have always been abused, those that have been taking on most of the pain. Mother has come in and she's truly giving the keys to the individuals that are ready to lead the cosmos. Now, this will be individual, and again, there is no set protocol. There is no set rule. This is all individual, and it is completely in your heart, the quietness of your own heart, where that power will be. This is where many of the true healers will begin to emerge, and they will begin to share their gifts and works with humanity. The time is coming for more of you to be able to share your gifts with the human soul. Time is coming for you to be some of the new teachers. The time is coming for you, for many of you, to basically walk out and share your gifts. And many of you are getting ready for this right now. So inner preparedness, inner preparation is real important. Some of the ways to prepare yourself, and this is really essential if you want to be at the helm in assisting, if you want to be clear, some of the things that are suggestions for preparedness are, number one, really enter the silence as much as possible. Spend as much time as you can in silence, the silent heart. The more that you release the old paradigm, the more you're going to be fresh and cutting edge. To be on the cutting edge is to always be open in that innocent now, to always be open to fresh, alive information that's coming in the now. That's when you're current, you're on the cutting edge, and you're giving what's up to date. Because what was true yesterday may not be true tomorrow. Because to be up to date means you are in the now where things are going to change. Because any kind of, we'll say, predictions could be canceled out in a second. So many are, you know, making and saying that, well, this will happen on this date or this will happen. We are beyond those kind of linear predictions. That would come more from a linear reality. Linear predictions really no longer are vital. They no longer really equate to the now. So the more you can enter an innocent state of being and enter the now is where you will truly find what's really going on the planet, what's really going on in the cosmos, because the information is always evolving. There's always new, and there's always new energy that's coming in literally every second. This will help you to vibrate beyond the old and have you truly be what we call a new earth being. Many of you have heard of the New Jerusalem. That energy, the New Jerusalem, is currently on hold at the moment. It is on hold in a vibrational field. But as it's allowed, as it's safe, as it's time for these energies to become very apparent, they will become more and more revealed. All that which has been hidden shall be exposed. All that is behind the scenes will be obvious. All that was once stale will be born again. So what will happen as there is more and more of a shift in the inner, more things will be revealed and much more obvious. So things will be staring you right in the face, and you'll go, oh my gosh, it's so obvious, I get it. So that's the gift of emancipation, is that as you are free and as you have chosen to live sovereignty, you will find that things are more real for you. Everything becomes more real. then your service, whatever you would choose to serve, also becomes more real. That's what heaven is, you see? So it's really to allow what's natural. It's really to allow what truly is light. It really is to allow what is what we call a higher vibration or a higher realm, so to speak. Now, many of you are moving through many different things. Everyone's in their own unique contribution at the moment. So many of you are moving through massive energies. To keep it simple, as we go back to the silence, as we said, is the first thing, is to really simplify as much as possible. So the second thing would be, try to simplify as much as possible. Lighten your load as much as possible. Try to make your day a little bit more easy. Try to have time and space in between your tasks. Try to give yourself those moments to reflect. You really need that, because if you are absorbing so much and you're moving through so much and you don't have time to sit and truly absorb, to reflect on the learning, you're going to miss a lot. So to simplify means to allow space in between your errands, to allow space in between what you need to do. And that will give you reflection time. Reflection time is absolutely essential to be any kind of master. All masters would always take their time. They would always spend time in innocence. They would always spend time reflecting what their true nature was reflecting to them. So that's very important, is to try to slow down a bit. Try to ease much of the schedule and either delegate or, you know, actually change jobs or whatever is required. You will be supported. It's only your belief systems that are keeping you from realizing that you will be supported. It's just very age-old belief, the belief that, oh, I won't be supported. That is just an illusion. If you really are willing to examine what you truly believe, what your belief systems are, you will move beyond these judgments. You see, so much of these judgments are coming from the illusion. So the more that you are wanting to embrace free energy, the more that you're willing to go into your heart space, you're going to move into that freedom state and realize, oh my gosh, I was just in judgment. I was only an old belief. Then you will realize, you know, whatever I would choose in my heart, I will be supported. Whatever I want to do, I will be supported. So that might mean you have to walk away from your job. That might mean that you have to give more time to yourself, and the support will be there. And you can expect that. You can expect that. If your heart is in the right place, if you are truly coming from your heart, you will absolutely, absolutely find the blessings and miracles. There's absolutely no question that you will find miracles if you are true to your heart. So make your heart the dominant force. Make your heart the portal. Make your heart the leading edge. This is where you'll get the upgrades. This is where you'll get the new energy that's coming in from Mother. This is where you will receive what you have always wanted to receive. Number three, you might find a need to reorganize who you hang out with, who your friends are, who you want to have surrounded around you. This is not an easy one, but it's important, because it's really important who is in your company. And that may change very quickly if you allow yourself to move to the new creation. You have to be willing to allow that the people around you are the right people that match you. And that's a big one for a lot of you, because you are conditioned to stay in marriages. You're conditioned to be abused. And so when you really heed the call of your heart, the reflections or the mirrors back to you will be the ones that truly are your highest good. Now, it's real important to spend some heart time on this piece. It's really important to allow that you are being guided every moment, and you listen to your heart call before you run off to an activity, before you go to the old enslavement or the old entrainment of being surrounded by an old family, you see? So that takes a lot of courage. But if you would simply allow yourself to be surrounded by like-minded heart beings, you will find your life much more greatly supported, which will actually add and give you a greater sense of connection with the heart family. So that's a big one, and that's a willingness to move to where you truly are supported as a free being. Okay. Another thing we'd like to add is to make sure that you are feeling a balance. Now, balance can be, again, individual, but a balance would mean how much energy are you sending out and how much is coming in. So if there's a need to just be, it may just be for a day. It may be a day of just, okay, this is my time to be. That's okay, because you will fill your tank. This is where you will find that life force energy that a lot of you feel that you don't have, or you're not feeling you have enough energy. So this is when it's time to evaluate life force. Mother has also brought the life force energy in the new. That's where you will truly find life force. So those that are really paying attention right now are going to be the ones that find themselves very full of life, very full of light, very full of heart, with an exuberant amount of energy that is unlimited to achieve whatever dream is possible. Because remember, it is all energy. So when you are in this new vibration, you will find yourself unlimited, with unlimited downloads of life force. You will find yourself filled with that power and light that you need to be able to literally allow that dream to create. So in this new energy is where you will find greater life force. This is where you will find the magic. This is where you'll find life. So a suggestion is to look at, what is life enhancing? What gives you life? What gives you food? What feeds you? That which is life enhancing is what will feed your light body. So that again goes back to, what's your environment trying to tell you? Many of you are getting many signals and signs. Many of you are being alerted. Many of you are being guided. You all are, actually. But some of you, it's stronger. And so what's real important is to keep paying attention to the signals that are coming in, the people that show up. And these people may be a part of a new relationship. What that could be is what gives you life. So if you look at things now and you feel that, gosh, my life really isn't reflecting my divinity, then what needs to change? And that's where humanity typically gets really rocked. It's like, change? Uh-oh. But that's the beauty. That's the absolute beauty, is that your heaven may require a geographical move. Your heaven may require looking at things very differently. Your heaven may require for you to become so innocent that you allow guidance to show you what's going to give you life. Because if you look in the book of Revelations, this is actually written about, that which gives life is that which the goddess is here to bring. So it is about new life. For you hear, you read in the Bible about all things shall be made new, a new heaven and a new earth. This is the new Jerusalem. And those that are being called to be the leaders of the new heaven and the new earth are going to find themselves in very different positions. They're going to find themselves in places of power. They're going to find themselves in geographical new situations. They're going to find themselves in new relationships. Yes, that is going to happen. The time right now, the call is here now. So many of you that are ready, many of you that are listening, many of you that are wanting the clarity, you're going to find it in your own heart. You're going to find that sense of what we'd call resurrection in your own being. You're going to find those answers by listening to truly what the heart is wishing to share with you. Many of you have a lot of questions, and we're going to open that up in just a couple of minutes. But this truly is about empowerment. Do not look at anything or any information that does not resonate with you as something you have to do. That's really the old. The new energy is that whatever's coming, whatever is being guided, or if someone's giving you a piece of advice, you know, your heart, how it resonates, how it feels for you is how the truth should be. That's what the truth is, and not a should, but it's what the truth should be. So how it feels in your heart. Because if you know the difference between good and bad advice, then you don't need advice, you see? It's a little bit of a fun aphorism there. So how it feels, how it resonates at your core, how it resonates in your being, that would be the truth that Mother would want you to accept. And it's only if it resonates deeply inside of you is it right for you. You must be very discerning in these times. You must be very careful not to get clouded in the mental body. Do not get clouded mentally. Do not try to wrap your brain around some of these things, because that is much, much too difficult, especially in these enormous energy times right now. There is so much energy coming in right now that to be truly aligned with the heart of the Mother is to truly be listening to the feelings. So your feelings are going to guide your path, how it feels for you, how the vibration feels, not the fear. The fear says, oh, I have to stay in this marriage because if I stay in this marriage, I'll have money. How does it vibrationally resonate? How does it feel to be with that person? How is your soul feeling? How is your self-esteem? So how a situation feels is how you know the difference between what is love and what isn't. See, some of you don't even know fully what love is. You don't have that full discernment of truly what is it to be loved. What is it to have people around me that love me and support me? What is it to truly have others that give to me, that can be my heart? Because Mother sanctioned it so that heart energies would now come together. So we want to catch you up to speed right now. We want to bring you up to the new earth right now. And we want to share in these miracles and this enlightenment that's coming in to planet Earth right now. We are on the cutting edge right now of a resounding in the heart. We are on the cutting edge right now of merging with the beautiful beings that are magical, the fairies, the elementals, the unicorns. Mother herself is working directly with Pegasus at this time. This is a very real being. Magical fairy tales are very real. They actually give you that sense of innocence of, yes, yes, it is magic. Yes, yes, yes. It's like, yes, I can be on the cutting edge, and yes, my life can be a miracle, and I can demonstrate that to others by being the example that, yes, there is heaven on earth. So that is our only responsibility, is to be free. You see? Just be free. But it starts with that innocence of what we call the joie de vivre, the joy of life. So a lot of you have some questions, and so what we're going to do right now is open up the call lines for anybody that wants to call in. Now, we have three different numbers. You can call in no matter where you are. In the U.S., out of the U.S., we have international phone numbers and Canadian numbers. Now, I'm going to give you three different phone numbers depending on where you reside. The first phone number, which is toll-free in the United States, you can call in at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. If you're outside of the U.S., there's a direct line, which is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And if you're in Canada, there's a third number, which is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So if any of you have questions, or if you want to call in, or if you want to share, or if you want to just witness, whatever that is, just feel free. We're opening the call lines right now, and a lot of you, we know how when we actually do these calls, a lot of you like to listen and receive the activation, so we're just going to continue as we work with the heart of the Mother here. So as you are opening now to the strength, because we want to bring in strength right now, what we want to bring in is a greater sense of valor, a greater sense of strength, a greater sense of being. As we bring in this greater sense of being, we truly want to anchor a strength, because we realize that it takes courage. We realize that it's bravery that can be required to be able to live as an emancipated being on planet Earth right now. So that strength is coming in right now into the heart. Mother is offering the strength right now to be able to really choose this freedom. To choose this freedom is to truly hold that strength in the inner, to realize that, yes, I can be sovereign. I can choose sovereignty. I am willing to be a sovereign being, and I choose that freedom in my heart every moment. So just by really receiving valor, by receiving strength, Pegasus is coming in right now, and he is offering his energy right now to anyone that wants to receive it. He is a very high emancipated being. He works directly with the mother, and he is bringing in an energy right now of freedom, which is why he says to fly. To be free is to truly fly, to fly like the dove. So we are bringing in that strength right now, and that ability to be able to fly and not be looking back, to not look behind your shoulder and to feel like, you know, you always have to check and wonder and, you know, question. It's best at this time to simply move forward. It is best at this time to jut forward into the new now, to truly receive the miracles right now and to just move on. That is the greatest gift that each and every one of you can be given at this time right now, is to move forward. This is about moving to that new state of being, which is freedom. This is about moving to what we would call the new earth. When you're accepting this power and being willing to sit into that greater state of silence, really, truly allowing silence to be your guide, really, truly allowing heaven to be your guide, you are opening to the rainbow and what we call the children of the sun. The children of the sun are beginning to incarnate on this planet. One precious being came in on June 1st, and this child was born of the sun, from the great central sun. This is one child of many children that are getting ready to incarnate on the planet. Kuan Yin herself has incarnated on the planet. Kuan Yin came in to a body, and she is currently descending into the humanity or the human in order to understand so that she can be a teacher on the new earth. Many other beings are going to follow. Now, these children are very unique because they do not carry any of the patterning of a typical human being. They will not have memory, which is they will not have the pattern thoughts. They will not be able to hold on to conditioning. They will be free in that way. Many of them will not need sleep. Many will not need food. Many will not cry because they are truly in a divine state of consciousness. They will be pure innocence. They will realize the oneness of everything. These children are beginning to incarnate on planet Earth. They are beginning to come into planet Earth right now. This is the beginning of a unity consciousness coming into the planet. And as the children of the sun are returning, they're basically coming in to say, remember. Remember the power. Remember who you are. Remember that this is a time of joy. And remember that the sun, when reconnected back to the blueprint, will bring humanity back to a higher realm of being. So as you allow this heart world to open, as you allow the dolphins and the whales to be your guide, the unicorns, Pegasus, the fairies, the elementals, you will find yourself in a realm of divinity, totally supported, completely where things become obvious and you know exactly what to do because it's right in front of you. It's right in front of you. It's like, there it is. Right there. There's no need to guess anymore. There's no need to try to analyze, to guess what it could be. It actually becomes very, very clear. So this kind of clarity is absolutely beautiful. absolute love, this kind of clarity, to truly allow that resounding of the heart plane to be the dominant force in your life, that you're listening, and that magic of that childlike innocence is where you'll find the new is born, where all the new ones come into being, where everything is united, and where heaven on earth will absolutely become one. In this state of that oneness, that brightness, that star energy of what we call the Christ energy will herald you into also the light of emancipation. So allow the Christed Star Blueprint to begin to reconnect with you. This will shift the DNA, which shifts the blueprint. This will shift your clairvoyance and your ability to see. This will shift your psychic ability, and this will open you to the higher realms of being where you truly are what we call a psychic being. A psychic being is the new human. A psychic being is clairvoyant. A psychic being is also, well, we'll say the new human is also clairaudient. So you're able to open to the facets in creation as an emancipated being where you are living as the new human. And the new human will be a free being. It'll be a being who does not age. It'll be a being who is completely healthy and vital. It'll be a being that is eternal, if they so choose. It'll be a being that its highest good always manifests in the physical plane. Its highest good always actualizes in the heart, in the physical. It's a being that is consciously awake, consciously aware. This being has complete awareness, and what we mean by conscious, meaning that it knows exactly and is able to perceive. The greatest power that you can find is in perception, the ability to perceive. That is where you find great power. For once you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, then you know exactly what is going on. So to ask for clairvoyance could be one request, but a greater one is to ask for vision. To ask for vision, you are asking for insight. You are asking for the ability to perceive what is real. That's when you know that you're aligned with the divine. You ask to perceive what is real. That's when things get really fun, and that's when you truly start to move your being throughout creation and can be of the greatest assistance. You can be of the greatest assistance to others when you have the ability to perceive what's real. In that ability to perceive the divine or to perceive what is real, your what is called clairvoyance will increase. Your what is called intuitive perception will increase. Your what is called the ability to receive the heart of reality will be exemplified. Your greatest sense of being will come through the resurrection of this blueprint. When you receive what's called Plan A, or the original creation, that individualized blueprint that has been sanctioned as what we call the original paradise keepers, the original resounding, that original heart blueprint, when received, you will find your life becomes very clear and very pristine. You will find that life becomes much easier and there's a greater flow in your life. You will find that there is a blessing. You will find that things move as you open to Plan A. Plan A is the original seal of creation. It is the original heart. And when you open to Plan A, you are opening to God. This is where divine will reigns free. This is where truly humanity finds their soul. So as each unique being in creation allows Plan A. Plan A's creation is that there would be no suffering, there would be no harm, there would be no pollution, there would be no disaster, there would be no crime, there would be no heaviness, there would be no argument. Plan A is what the original keepers or the original paradise holds as the sequencing of the heart of all creation. This divine blueprint, when sanctioned, will bring back the heart of God. Bringing back the heart of the One will bring back the Son. And when we bring back the Son, we bring back love. This original seal in creation, this original heart blueprint, will allow the Goddess and the God to reign freely on planet Earth, to be able to be examples, to be able to be givers, to be able to be way showers, and to be able to truly deliver the goods, to be able to truly deliver the blessings that were always destined to the true mediumship, to the true heart, to be able to truly be the way through the heart. This is where the dolphins and the whales come in. The dolphins and the whales hold this sanctioning with Creator. This original creation, when opened, will allow humanity to fully ascend in their heart. This creation, when allowed, will allow the divine blueprint to return to planet Earth. It has been on hold in many ways. There are many reasons for this, but we are currently working on the inner. We have a sanctioning from Creator at this time for Plan A, the original blueprint. We do have a date, but we're not going to give dates because dates are loose at this time. We also do not want interference around this date, so we're not going to give the date at this moment, even though a date is sanctioned very soon. But we want to keep that date protected because, as with any date, there can be interference if it's announced prematurely or announced before it actually manifests. But we are currently working in the inner heart with Creator to bring back the original creation and bring back the divine blueprint. This would mean that people will find themselves aligned back with the heart of God. It would mean that people would find themselves back in alignment and that their economic resources will finally return, because we are still dealing with a financial system on planet Earth, so we have to deal with the system that's at hand. People will find that their financial energy will finally return and that they will be able to support others and share others into regaining their own heart blueprint as well. We are in the beginning stages of opening up this plan. We are working it very diligently as troubadours from Atlantis. We are working it on it as Lemurian gods and goddesses. And we are working on it with Ketumi, Lord Lanto, Hilarion, Christ Michael, and many other beings of light that have been assigned to planet Earth to ensure that the original blueprint returns fully safe, fully sound, fully light. That is in the works at this very moment. We are working on the inner planes right now to make this so. This is in negotiation at the moment in the heart. It is being analyzed and it is being, circumnavigated for what will be the greatest good. What will be what serves the greatest heart of divinity. This is what we call the core. This is what we call unison. So that magic will return, the little children leading the way, for it is the innocent heart that is able to lead the way. It is the innocent one that is able to lead the way because she knows nothing. It is when you know nothing that you're able to lead the planet, because it's your innocence that allows the way to be shown, that allows heaven to guide you, that allows the magic to show you what is truth. So, the innocent one, she is the one who will guide humanity into the greatest victory, and she will bring humanity back to the light and fully bring everything back to unison again. And this is coming. As we said, we're in deliberation at this time, working the magic of this in the inner core. but to help you in the meantime. The full responsibility at this time is to simply be yourself. Be yourself as much as you possibly can be. Simply be you. Be you on every level of your being. And that is where you give the greatest gift, because there is nobody like you. You are a unique contribution to this planet. You are the only one. And you are the one that can save humanity. You have that unique contribution. So as you would allow you to shine in the new kingdom, as you would allow you to be that bright light, as you would allow you to shine as the divine human, you will carry that torch for many, many, many to come. Yes, it is a responsibility. The responsibility is to be true. The responsibility is to be true to yourself. When you are true to yourself, when you are truly honoring your heart, you will be everywhere where you need to be at the perfect time. You will be exactly where you need to be at every single moment. You will stand as that new human and be able to help others into their divinity. The miracles of true miracles of parting the Red Sea, the true miracles of turning water into wine. These are just the beginning of the miracles. They're just the beginning, for even the least among you can do greater things, Jeshua said. Even the least among you can do greater things. The parting of the Red Sea is just the beginning of what can be accomplished in freedom. This is just the beginning of what can emancipate as a new human, because you will be the divine human. You will live as a divine being who is willing to show the way through love. Showing the way through love, your core and your essence will reflect this. So be very mindful of how you create. Again, going into the silence, going into the innocence, and allowing it to be shown. For you will literally be shown the original blueprint. You will literally be shown heaven on earth. You will literally be shown the miracles and what's possible. And you will literally be brought into a realm of divinity where you truly are healed, where you truly are well, where you truly are free. The heart call. This is the greatest gift given right now. The ability to feel. The ability to allow. And the ability to be yourself. It's now possible. As we move into the energies of June 12th, we will find ourselves in a very different standing than where we stand today. As we move into this next week, we will find so many changes happen. So many energies have shifted. So many things that had been spoken of will have shifted. By June 12th, we will find ourselves standing in a very different place than where we stand today. That is how fast things are moving. That is how fast things are shifting. That is how fast the heart is ascending at this time. Allow heaven, simply allow heaven to be your guide through this time. Allow the magic to be your guide at this time. And allow the divinity, the corpuscles of your divinity, to be how you reflect in creation. For all is just that, merely a reflection. All is that, merely just the divine core. All is that, merely the merging of heaven and earth. We thank you so much for sharing together at this time. We thank you so much for being here at this time and being a part of this wonderful time on planet Earth and sharing your light and sharing your love right here and right now. Thank you. This is Michelle Denman, Reaching Into the Stars. My website is Michelle Denman, MichelleDenman.com. And that is the website. You can also reach me through my website and sign up for the free newsletter on the energy updates. Thanks so much for being here today and for sharing your hearts. Aho, and so it is.